The possibility of human cloning soon may become a reality. A biotechnology company says it plans to create cloned embryos for the purpose of making special cells for research. A religious sect says it plans to create a baby from a cloned embryo. This raises the question of whether any government agency has the power to do anything about this. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says it's the agency that has the power to do something about human cloning. Here's how the FDA's Catherine Zoon put it recently at a congressional hearing.
Because of the unresolved safety questions on the use of cloning technology to clone a human being, FDA would not permit it at this time.
Now that sounds clear enough, but Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan is worried that FDA might not have the authority to back up that claim. He interrupted Zoon and began reading from the law that governs FDA. Tozan said it only gives the agency authority over articles used in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease.
The ordinary meaning of an article is a piece of good. How is a cloned embryo a piece of good? FDA's jurisdiction.
The product that the FDA is looking at here, or what the FDA is regulating, actually is the cells and the cellular components that would be used for the cloning technology to clone a human being.
I would suggest that's a stretch.
It's not only opponents of cloning that question FDA's authority. It's also those who would like to do it. Brigitte Boiselier is in charge of the effort launched by a religious group called the Raelians to clone a human being, a process she calls nuclear transfer. Speaking on a cell phone to preserve the secrecy of the location of her cloning facility, Boiselier described a recent visit from FDA inspectors to her lab.
They said we have jurisdiction. I said I don't think so, and there are a lot of experts who said so. And they said, well, prove it. And I said, yeah, okay. I agreed not to the nucleus transfer into human eggs until there is proof in a federal court that I can proceed without having you on my shoulders.
Boiselier hasn't yet decided whether to take the matter to court or take her cloning efforts to another country. She may do both. If she does decide to sue, some legal scholars believe she may win. Lars Noah is a law professor at the University of Florida who works on FDA legal issues. Noah says for decades, the FDA has regulated human tissues, things like blood or cells intended to treat human beings. But here the FDA only ensures that the products are properly made and stored and do not pose a safety threat to patients. Noah says the agency could do that with cells used for cloning, but that doesn't seem to be what the agency is doing.
Instead, the FDA is asserting that these are therapeutic products that have to go through its drug authorities. So these are biological drugs. And that's where it starts getting tricky.
Because at that point, the FDA has to explain why eggs and sperm and embryos fall under the legal definition of articles intended to diagnose, cure, or mitigate disease. Noah believes that case will be difficult. He says the FDA may prevail because federal courts have traditionally given federal agencies lots of leeway in interpreting the laws that govern them. Not all cloning has to do with copying humans. Therapeutic cloning creates an embryo to produce stem cells to treat disease, not make a baby. FDA says it's in charge of that too, and that may be an easier position to defend. Advanced Cell Technology, the Massachusetts biotech company that has begun research on therapeutic cloning, says it welcomes FDA's oversight. The company says it will seek FDA's approval as soon as it has a product ready to treat human disease. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.